Don't you know we've come this far?
Welcome to the History of Christianity podcast with Daniel White the Thorn. My name is Sonequa Grace White, and I am the fourth oldest daughter of Daniel White the Thorn. We are glad that you have joined us today as Daniel White the Thorn helps believers understand the basics of Christian history.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the History of Christianity podcast, episode number 127. When I became a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ some 35 years ago, I somehow had the false idea that Christianity began when I got saved. I had no concept of the hundreds of years of history that Christianity had gone through since the time of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ some 2,000 years ago when he walked on this earth. I have found that many believers, young and old, have the same false idea. The purpose of this broadcast, of this podcast, is to dispel this notion by sharing with listeners the history of Christianity from the ministry of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ all the way up until the present day in an easy-to-understand format. You don't have to worry. This is not a lecture. This is a look at the basic facts and figures of Christian history that I believe every believer and every person needs to be aware of. Our history of Christianity scripture passage for today is Daniel 2:21, which reads, "And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding." Our history of Christianity quote for today is from John Chrysostom. He said, "Let no one grieve at his poverty, for the universal kingdom has been revealed. Let no one mourn that he has fallen again and again, for forgiveness has risen from the grave. Let no one fear death, for the death of our Savior has set us free. He has destroyed it by enduring it." Today in the history of Christianity, we are looking at Athanasius of Alexandria, part 3, through many trials from Dr. Justo L. Gonzalez's fine book, The Story of Christianity, Volume 1, and I want to remind you to take advantage of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using, The Story of Christianity, Volume 1, by Dr. Justo L. Gonzalez. The book is available on our website for just $30. Eusebius of Nicomedia and the other Arian leaders knew that Athanasius was one of their most formidable enemies. They soon began to take steps to assure his downfall, circulating rumors that he dabbled in magic and that he was a tyrant over the Christian flock in Egypt. As a result, Constantine ordered him to appear before a synod gathered at Tyre, where he was to answer to grave charges brought against him. In particular, he was accused of having killed a certain Arsenius, a bishop of a rival group, and having cut off his hand in order to use it in rites of magic. A chronicle with a flair for the dramatic reports that Athanasius went to Tyre as ordered and after hearing the charges brought against him, he brought into the room a man covered in a cloak. After making sure that several of those present knew Arsenius, he uncovered the face of the hooded man, and his accusers were confounded when they realized that it was Athanasius's supposed victim. Then someone who had been convinced by the rumors circulating against the Bishop of Alexandria suggested that perhaps Athanasius had not killed Arsenius, but had cut off his hand. Athanasius waited until the assembly insisted on proof that the man's hand had not been cut off. He then uncovered one of Arsenius's hands. It was the other hand, shouted some of those who had been convinced by the rumors. Then Athanasius uncovered the man's other hand and demanded, "What kind of a monster did you think Arsenius was? One with three hands?" Laughter broke out through the assembly, while others were enraged at the Arians, that the Arians had misled them. Free from the accusations made before the Synod of Tyre, Athanasius decided to go on to Constantinople in order to present his case before the emperor. Eusebius of Nicomedia had a great deal of influence at work, and Athanasius found it impossible to gain access to the emperor. He then took bolder steps. One day, when Constantine was out for a ride, the tiny bishop of Alexandria simply jumped in front of the emperor's horse and grabbed its bridle and did not let it go until he had been granted an audience. Perhaps such methods were necessary given the political situation at court, but they served to convince Constantine that Athanasius was indeed a dangerous and impulsive fanatic. Therefore, he was willing to listen sometime later when Eusebius of Nicomedia told him that Athanasius had boasted that he could stop the shipments of wheat from Egypt to Rome. On the basis of Eusebius' accusation, Constantine sent Athanasius away from Alexandria, banishing him to the city of Trier in the west. Next time, my beloved, we will look at Athanasius of Alexandria, Part 3, Through Many Trials, Part 2. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for this time together. Thank you for revealing to us the deep history of our faith. Help us to learn from it and help us not to repeat some of the mistakes and sins that our forefathers have committed. Help us to do what is right in your sight. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friends, simply knowing the facts about Christian history without knowing the one on whom this faith is based will do you no good. If you do not believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, may I encourage you to get to know him today. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Simply believe in your heart that the Lord Jesus Christ died for your sins. He shed his blood for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can be a part of the church in this life, and in the life to come, live in heaven forever with God. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will do so. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Until next time, my beloved, please remember that history is truly his story. God bless you.